Dear friends, today could be qualified as a challenging time, for sure. Roman has been taken to be with the Lord and has entered into eternal rest and has comfort and peace. There's a lot to celebrate about that. There is no more pain. There's no more sorrow for Roman. That is so good, especially considering how the last few months went for Roman in the home. But I say it's challenging because we are all here. That's kind of challenging. We're not with Roman. And then we can add on all those extra challenges that are happening on in the world today. The peace and comfort and rest that Roman has, it's kind of hard to come by these days. There isn't much rest. There's so much distrife and strife, I should say, and discord in the world today. There isn't much comfort. There's a lot of change in routines, a lot of change in patterns that we're all just getting used to and just really getting by. There's the challenge of not a lot of peace. If you read the news, it's kind of challenging these days. So as we think about all these things, it would be understandable as we gather here this afternoon to ask why questions of God. Why is all this happening? Why did this happen this way? Why did God allow all these things to happen? What I believe will be helpful for all of us is that we not so much focus on the answers for the why questions. And to be honest with you, as a pastor, I don't have all the answers for all the why questions. But what will be helpful, I believe, is if we all focus on the character of who God is. That will bring us health and well-being. Simply thinking about who God is. Isn't that the way it works when we have a relationship in which we're asking questions about why someone did something or why things happened the way that they did? We take a pause and we step back and we consider that person's character and who they really are. Consider a friend. They're late, for example. We say to ourselves, it's not like them or in their character to be late. We pause and we consider their character. I just want to uplift just a tiny little Bible passage that speaks to God's character that I pray holds on every heart here today. It comes from Isaiah chapter 46, verse 4, these words. Even to your old age, I am he. And to the gray hairs, I will carry you. I have made, and I will bear, and I will carry, and I will save. Those are some strong words there. The first words that are spoken there are very simple. Even to your old age, I am he. What I believe that says about God's character is that he doesn't change. God doesn't change. And as we consider Roman's life, a life lived of nearly 83 years, consider all the changes that have happened. Technology, for example, that Roman sold the very first computer to Oregon State University. I didn't see that computer, but I have to imagine it was really large. How big was it? Huge. And as fascinating as it is to hear about Roman selling that computer, it probably was limited in what it could do. Now consider the time that we're living in today. Computers are just tiny and can do so much. 60 years, the car that Roman drove, I don't know what his first car was. Can you remember one of your early cars that you drove around with the family? No?
Buick Electra.
Cars were limited and could do only a certain amount of things. Now, consider, 60 years later, you don't even have to drive. The car will do it for you. Food. A scoop of ice cream 60 years ago, 10 cents. I don't know what inflation has done to Cold Stone Creamery, but I'm sure it's done a lot. It's a lot more than 10 cents.